This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's why we're here 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, so that you can talk on the airwaves. That's our whole goal. The number, 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. Let's just go ahead and go straight to the calls. We've got Ryan calling in from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening.
What's going on?
Well, we can't have a COVID vaccine conversation without talking about this Johnson & Johnson debacle.
Yes.
So I'm going to try to cram
which
in
debacle?
About a year's worth of research into 30 seconds here. So Bill Gates, one of the world's most powerful men, is on record saying, in his idea, the best way to combat climate change is to reduce the world's population by 40%.
Okay.
And then we get Moderna and Pfizer using this mRNA vaccine that's never been tested on people. The technology has never been discovered or used on anything before. And the CEO of Moderna comes out and goes on every network across the nation bragging about how he's produced this magic vaccine in 4 days. And this vaccine actually goes in and changes your whole genetic makeup of your entire body.
Okay.
And
well,
the FDA gives it a...
I don't know that that's... So when I have looked this up, it sends messages. I don't know if it changes the genetic makeup of your body. I'm not a scientist, so I cannot either corroborate nor deny what you say.
So what I understand is that one of the vaccines is something that changes the receptor sites of your cells so that they no longer accept this particular spike protein.
Okay, and, you know, I don't know whether they do that by sending a message or whatever. I've had lots of conversations with lots of different people who don't bother calling in at 603-283-6160 and to, you know, about all this, and I don't want more conversations about it because I'm bored of talking about it, especially in my off time. But what I'm hearing you say is that this vaccine was trotted out rather quickly.
Yeah, and
basically on their first try. Hey, we got a vaccine that's never been produced in less than 5 years, and we're going to roll this thing out in 4 days, and basically got it done on the very first try.
Yeah, which either they're telling the truth or they're not.
It's never been used before.
Yeah, and either they're telling the truth or they're not. Now, if they're telling the truth about this, well, then we shouldn't be using it. And if they're not telling the truth about this, then they had this thing ready from the get-go.
And the truth is,
right,
the deaths
means they would have had to have been given the strain years and years in advance.
Right.
Well, if they went about it in the traditional vaccine form, I don't know. I mean, this thing they call a vaccine is something entirely different. I've been calling it experimental gene therapy and have yet to get a better term to describe it. Maybe now they can, right? Maybe now it takes 4 days to trot out a new vaccine. I don't know. Should be interesting to see how this works out for people. I've had COVID now, so I'm not looking to go and get a vaccine. I don't see why I would. Can't think of any particular reason that this benefits me. Now, if it comes down to international travel and I need it, then I'll get it. But until then, I have no intention.
The purpose of my call is, so then 8 months later, Johnson & Johnson rolls out their vaccine, which uses traditional technology of developing vaccines, which is to give you basically a near-death COVID strain to allow your body to develop antibodies. And now the government and Fauci and the FDA are taking it off the market because after 7 million doses have been administered, six people have developed blood clots.
Six women.
Yeah, I've also seen a story about that one causing like 2 weeks of menstrual flow because it
increased menstrual flow. All the problems appear to be associated with women. I think they should just give that vaccine out to men. Or is that just not fair?
One of these women called in to the Mark Levin radio show, one of these six women.
Really? Okay.
And she said, Mark, I went to the doctor. They were not worried about it. They gave her a blood thinner that starts with a Z and said, here, take these and you'll be fine. Don't worry about it. And she was absolutely had zero concern about it whatsoever. But why are they taking the junk? You have twice as much of a chance of getting struck by lightning as you do getting a blood clot.
It does seem very
from
strange.
One of these Johnson & Johnson vaccines.
It could be some kind of political hit, you know, like somebody at Moderna or Pfizer, and I don't know, don't like, you know, they don't want the competition. And so they're like, tell the government to take this off the market. And there are, I can't remember which one it is. I think it's the Pfizer that's been taken off the market in some other country. Hmm. So this stuff just goes on and on and on and on.
No, that was AstraZeneca. For supposedly doing blood clots as well.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yep. Not familiar
but
with them.
They have no clue what the long-term effects of these Pfizer and Moderna mRNA vaccines. It hasn't even a year later. It still has not been approved by the FDA.
Well, it couldn't be.
It's still running on the emergency use authorization.
It takes like 7 years or something.
For those of you keeping track at home of all of the possible treatments to this that were swept under the rug and outright banned, that's probably why they did that, is because if you have any alternative, then you can't get the emergency use authorization for this so-called vaccine.
Oh, so it could be.
Right.
The reason. Oh, interesting. Thank you for the call, Ryan. Do appreciate it. Here on Free Talk Live, the number 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. I mean, we've been eaten up with COVID stories for the last year. We got to see a CNN producer of some sort basically say, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. If it's, we love COVID. People are dying. It's awesome. I mean, at this point, we are many weeks into what appears to be not enough deaths to be significant anymore. You know, like it's just over.
Yeah, there was some congressman was questioning Fauci.
Yeah.
And, making a real good show of like, okay, what exactly is the number that we need to aim to? And then we can start getting our freedoms back.
Yeah, what does normality look like?
Right.
At what point? Give me a marker. What does normality look like? Because if it's about deaths, and up until this point, for the last year, it has definitely been about deaths. If it's about deaths, I think that things were over in March. You know, here it is, mid-April, and we're about 7 weeks into what appears to be, I don't know for sure, we don't have the numbers aren't that far ahead, but what appears to be, this is over.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And yet there is absolutely no indication that they're going to draw a line and say, okay, once we go here.
Exactly. So here's the question, politicians. When would you like to give up your newfound power? Right. That's the way you need to phrase this. When do you want to stop being relevant in people's lives? And that's why they got in there, is they want very much to be relevant in your life.
And it sure helps that you have all of these pharmaceutical companies giving you an enormous amount of money to get elected.
Tip O'Neill described politics as Hollywood for ugly people. I think that's a quote, anyway. The number, 603-283-6160. just egomaniacs that want significance in your life. And they'll do what it takes to get it. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for all things cryptocurrency, whether it's Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or, you know, all the other crypto news that you might need to know. The best thing to do is to go to Bitcoin.com and find out, right? Like, if you're a new neophyte, if you're a noob, just go there and click on Get Started. It's right at the top of the page. There's no difficulty. There's less than 10 minutes worth of videos there, and by the time you're done, you will understand far more about cryptocurrency than you do today. So, Bitcoin.com, great source for anybody who wants to get a wallet, start mining, buy cryptocurrency, you know, all kinds of options there at Bitcoin.com. If you're a seasoned veteran, news.bitcoin.com will give you all the best, most important news surrounding cryptocurrency. It's news.bitcoin.com.
Just a quick thought on that. So I am not a financial advisor, but I was raised by one. And I can tell you that if you want to put a... So there's low-risk and high-risk investments. And if you look at cryptocurrency, yes, it is a high-risk investment. But if you look at how it's been performing, it's incredible.
And indeed, I can't tell you what cryptocurrency is going to do tomorrow, but I can tell you that Free Talk Live got into cryptocurrency when we started accepting cryptocurrency for ads in 2011. And as a result, the Shire Free Church, the parent organization of Free Talk Live, is pretty darn well funded. And, in part, the Crypto 6 is going to be taken care of by the Shire Free Church. Your help is certainly requested. But mostly what we want is we want the groundswell, the movement to do something, whatever it might be. I don't know what needs to be done. Get a hold of more media. That's thecrypto6.com. That's thecrypto6.com. And, let's go on. Did you have something you wanted to finish up there, Peakless, or...
I'm ready to move on to another story here.
Okay, well, let me just go ahead and take a call. Unscreened here. We got a caller calling in unscreened. They called in just as we were going back on air, and I don't want them to have to wait through an entire segment and then wait another break and the whole everything. Free Talk Live. Who's this?
This is David in Keene.
David, what's on your mind?
Hi.
Hey.
It's a good thing you were talking about cryptocurrency before that, because that's my question. It's about cryptocurrency and the Crypto 6. Were the Feds able to get at anybody's cryptocurrency out of the Crypto 6? That's my question.
Yes.
Or seize it?
Yes.
Really?
They were.
Yeah. Well, they took people's phones, and people are having in some cases, having a difficult time getting... back in, I can, yeah, so.
Well, no, those are two different things, though.
Yeah, it's true.
So, like, if you took my phone, I would not be able to get at my crypto, but that doesn't mean that you have it.
Well, I would say this about Aria specifically. Aria was given very specific instructions not to access cryptocurrency. So not only was her phone taken, but going in and emptying out her wallet would be illegal would be a jailable offense in so much as she's out on bond currently. So that's kind of seized. They also took
it's halfway.
What they called Jackpot 1 and Jackpot 2 out of the studio, which may have been, likely were, two Trezor wallets that the Shire Free Church possesses, and certainly should not have been where they were. Ian was working on them and taking way too long to work on them, kind of thing. Putting it off and that kind of thing. And so it happened to be that the raid occurred then.
Yeah, what little I know about treasures is that they are instantaneously accessible without a password. So unlike your regular phone wallet.
Could right. be, I think you have to have a PIN or something like that. So, you can't just plug them in and get into them, no.
So, yeah, they are halfway seized. They are seized in that we don't have them. They are not seized in that the feds cannot spend that crypto.
Oh.
So what's that?
Oh, that's all. I'm just wondering about how easily they can get at it.
Yeah.
Whether they can do that.
Well, there's the, I think it's called the $15 wrench method, which is that, is all the security you may have surrounding your cryptocurrency. If somebody comes in with a $15 wrench and whacks your knee a few times with it, sooner or later you're going to give up your password. Mm. So, you know.
Yeah. nah.
Keep that in mind. Well, I've taken time over time. It is quite possible to set up systems where a $15 wrench won't make a difference. Now, whether that would stop somebody who got a hold of you and a $15 wrench at the same time is willing to use it, that's an entirely different question. But say you have your cryptocurrency in a hardware wallet that you don't have the passwords for. You can, if you don't have the password, say they're sitting in a safe deposit box or someplace away from you.
Right.
Not to say that safe deposit boxes are safe from the government, I'm just saying.
They are not.
But, you know, if you don't have the hardware wallet or you don't have the words or whatever the situation is, you can I ain't got it. And I like that in so much as people, can have plausible deniability. At this point, the very early crypto people are hard to hide. It's hard to hide if you're one of them. You know, if you're talking about, I'm talking about names like Roger Ver, Charlie Shrem, Eric Voorhees, and a whole variety of people who were, Gavin Andreessen, people who were around very early. Mark Edge, Ian Freeman, in cryptocurrency. Hold on, I'm not done. You can.
Oh, go ahead.
And these people have a difficult time hiding. Well, the likelihood that they actually have their crypto on them is slim because they're not idiots, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, David.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, in Aria's case, they said she can't touch it. And does that mean they watch the blockchain and they know where her wallet is? And if anything moves out of that wallet, they'll come and get her? Is that what happens?
I don't know is the short answer to that. So Aria's not allowed to direct people to move crypto on her behalf either. But if somebody was to independently move the money out of her wallet, then Aria wouldn't have done anything wrong, but is it believable that somebody would be able to independently move crypto out of a wallet? I don't know the answer to that. So, are they watching? I don't know, but Bitcoin is imminently watchable. We used to report it here on Free Talk Live long ago as pseudo-anonymous. It's not exactly anymore. Some of it is, maybe, who knows? I don't know the answer. So they could be watching, they could not, and who knows? This is really the official
thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Two manhunts this Sunday for suspects accused of murders in Texas and Wisconsin. Two women and a man were shot at and killed at an Austin, Texas apartment complex just before noon today. Police say the suspect may have taken a hostage or may be sheltered. In Kenosha County, Wisconsin, witnesses say a man told to leave a bar returned and shot five people, killing three and seriously wounding two others. And some members of the Minnesota National Guard came under fire in Minneapolis today in midst of riots, looting, and protests that have followed last week's shooting death of Dante Wright. Two guard members suffered minor injuries. One guardsman sustained an injury from shattered glass. The guard wrote in a tweet that a National Guard and Minneapolis Police neighborhood security team was fired upon early Sunday morning in a drive-by shooting. The National Guard was deployed by Governor Tim Walz after riots in Brooklyn Center. USA Radio News. The Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department says the suspect in the FedEx shooting in Indianapolis used two rifles that he had purchased legally last year. The former employee of the facility killed eight people on Thursday night. Police identified the victims on Saturday. Four of them are members of the local Sikh community. Alexei Navalny's doctor says he's close to death in a Russian prison. Dan Naraki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau has the latest.
The physician for imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says immediate action is needed as his patient could be close to death. Dr. Yaroslav Ashikman says Navalny's health is deteriorating in the third week of a hunger strike to protest a refusal to allow his personal physicians to see him when he began to experience severe back pain. Navalny was arrested in January after returning from Germany, where he was recovering from being poisoned with a nerve agent, something he blames on Vladimir Putin's government. Navalny was imprisoned for violating a suspended sentence stemming from a fraud conviction, something he said was politically motivated.
You are listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. The number, 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. This live edition of Free Talk Live here on this Sunday night. And by the way, we are live, generally, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 days a week. We're certainly producing a new show for you every day. Almost entirely. There have been instances like, I don't know, when the FBI broke a 10-year streak. When their knuckle-draggers came in here and pulled wires out of the back of the broadcast deck. Violating your First Amendment rights. Your ability to call in at 603-283-6160. And that's why I think that this case at thecrypto6.com is so important. Is because nestled in your right to contract in, and do business in cryptocurrency is taking off the air a nationally syndicated radio talk show in a malicious fashion. And if you want to find out more, it's thecrypto6.com. Let's go to Pat calling in from Northern Michigan. Oh, by the way, it's Mark with you.
And Pickless Mountaineer.
Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening. Hey, when you hit the button, the volume went up a little bit.
That's cool.
Weird. All right. I was going to start off with a little Greek lesson here. The politicians, the definition of poly is many. The definition of ticks has never changed.
Bloodsuckers.
So, it actually made me feel kind of empowered. Mark, you were telling me I was going to tell a joke. I have never heard this joke that you're telling me about, so you need to tell me this on the air later here.
No, that's anyway, it. Poly meaning many, ticks meaning bloodsuckers.
Right. So
it's
anyway,
the truth.
I picked off the first bloodsucker of the year this day.
I got one last week. Walking on the road. I mean, there must have been a branch or something hanging by. It was a deer tick, the big ones.
That's the one we got most of here is the big ones.
Yeah.
At least not since I got up here.
Anyway, I
prefer the big ones over the little ones because they're bigger and you can feel them. You're much more likely to feel them.
Yeah. They're a little more creepy crawly kind of thing.
Yeah. Not like you get your choice, though.
It kind of made me feel empowered just knowing the definition of that word and picking this sucker off me and smashing it.
Was he burrowed in or just crawling around?
No, I got him fresh. I just come in from snagging a little firewood.
Yeah, you never know. You just never know where you're going to get one of them and whether or not it's going to give you the Lyme disease.
Why I called COVID. In was what our governor's done here. Old Gretchen the Great.
Uh-huh.
I believe she may or may not be the daughter of the great Khan, Genghis and Kubla, because we are being conned. The definition of that word hadn't changed either.
Is her Gretchen is her name Khan in some way? I don't know.
No, she's I'm being flipped.
That's a bit of a reach there, buddy.
Yeah, I know, but she is riding over us, Russia. Just like great Kublai and Genghis did.
Well, not just like they did. I mean,
well, not quite. No, she wouldn't have the balls to warm her meat under the saddle.
Well, and I mean, you know, since you bring it up, the thing about Genghis Khan that made him so successful is he'd move into an area, and he would turn all of the people in that area against the ruling class that they had. So all of the slave and servant castes, he'd say, hey, you have two options. You can either help me kill these guys, and then you get, you know, a piece of the pie, and you can basically rule your own thing and give me a tax, or we can kill you. And most of the time, they'd go, oh, we've been wanting to kill these guys for a long time. Yeah, we'll be happy to help you. You're going to give us a cut? Awesome.
I am, thank you for the call. Appreciate that, Pat. I'm unclear on this. I have done a certain level of studying on Genghis Khan, and I'm not sure, I mean, I'm not saying that didn't happen, but he had a variety of ways that he would go about taking over a city, and this was probably, perhaps it was in the repertoire. But, I mean, first thing they would do is just sort of ride out and try to get their military to come out. If their military comes out, then they'd, engage them and then faint back. And as they, rode away, they would fire arrows upon them and then, a pincer move as they moved through some kind of gully chasing them. And then, blink, they got them. This worked over and over again. There were other systems of just sort of handing out ultimatums, saying things like, hey, give us your city or bad things happen. Here's proof that it's happened to lots of people. And that's certainly a system that worked. And then I don't know how they would have gone about finding, speaking to the people. This is the difficulty, is the communication has changed things so dramatically in that it's just easier to communicate to the people now. Now, not that that's turned out well, but it's different.
But one of the rules of running an empire is never have the majority of your army not actually the same nation as your empire. It's one of the things that caused Rome to fall.
Yes, indeed.
Unless you are the Mongols. Never start a land war in Asia unless you are the Mongols.
Right. Genghis and, frankly, the Saracen horse riders are legendary in being, world conquerors. They, Attila the Hun, all these. This area seemed to produce really great cavalrymen.
It was an extraordinary military technology.
And usually it was just basically training and superior bow tech,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Well, I mean, it's not just anybody who can fire an arrow while riding on a horse.
Backwards.
Right.
You know, and that's one of the difficulties that they had is that these, you know, these, what term do we want to use? I like Saracen horse riders, but let's call them Mongols for the sake of it, is the Mongols would take over, you know, some, they did this all the time throughout history, take over some little kingdom or area, and they get fat and lazy and dressed in silk, and you know, as generations went by, one, two, three generations, by three generations, they generally lost the kingdom.
Oh, yeah. It was the largest empire the world has ever known and one of the shortest.
Yep. Just collapsed. And, yeah.
Now, Saracen, I don't think I think you might be using the wrong word there.
Okay.
Or it's a really unfamiliar word because last I knew, Saracen was a word for Muslims.
Yeah, different places use different things, and it's just an area. So steppe people is generally unargued, but, you know, yeah, you pick it one way or the other. So there's an island in the Caribbean that had a volcanic eruption. I think it's St. Vincent of St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
That's the one.
And I've been there. Actually, we went. My wife and I went there on our honeymoon. I don't know how many years it's been, honey. 15, 16, 17? I don't know. Yeah, anyway. And, I mean, it's a fine place, but, yeah, like so many places there, there's a volcano.
Yeah, I've got an article here from What's Up With That? It's titled, COVID Madness. People fleeing a volcanic eruption can't board the rescue vessels until vaccinated.
Wow.
Yep.
So you want to escape lava.
Yep.
You need this vaccine. We're going to have to take the shot. That's so much for freedom, right?
Right. The volcano on the Caribbean island of St. Vincent has erupted. Cruise liners and ferries are rushing to the scene to evacuate people caught by the eruption. But people are not allowed to board the cruise liners until they receive COVID vaccination.
Wow. Their cruise lines aren't going to take any chances. They don't want any more of this stuff. That's where it all started, you know? I had a friend who was on that particular ship.
Oh, really?
And he got the COVIDs there. Yeah. Survived, but...
like, you know, most of us.
Lifelong Democrat, so, you know. It's an emergency! He unfriended me on Facebook for calling it a political football. I mean, that's a statement of fact. COVID became a political football. The number, 603-283-6160. Free talk.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, call in, talk about whatever's on your mind, 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
And Beakless Mountaineer.
In the last segment, we were talking about the Mongol Empire, Genghis Khan, and how basically it fell apart in three generations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's an old saying, I believe it's called short sleeves to shirt sleeves.
The one I heard is shirt sleeves to shirt sleeves in three generations.
Yeah, I've heard that. I thought it was short sleeves, and the reason was is that people who work for a living wear short sleeves. My dad wore short sleeves to work every day of the year. He was a mold maker meaning he made the molds for the glass containers that kept orange juice at Tropicana in Bradenton, Florida. And he retired from there, got the gold pin and the whole deal. And I remember seeing as a kid, as a young man and a kid, seeing the burns on his forearms from, you know, hot pieces of metal that popped off while he was doing all the stuff that he had to do to make glass bottles for your orange juice. And, you know, these are the kind of people that built America.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then the next generation comes along and does something with it, is the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard this many times. Pat in Michigan recently called in about it. And then their children, meaning my son Jack,
mm-hmm.
then goes and basically is in some office someplace and kind of messing things up, that they somehow it's often true that fortunes don't last three generations.
Mm-hmm.
They do. But they tend not to, especially in America.
And one of the exceptions to that tendency is if you can get the government involved and say, okay, well, now that I have conquered this landmass of area, I am instituting a monarchy so that my next generation will still keep having, and their generation after that will still keep having the benefits of what I have done. Because, yeah, what usually happens, someone works really hard, passes on more than they got from their parents, and, you know, if you're at a certain point, what you pass on is a degree of luxury.
Yeah.
And the next generation, well, you had it easy, so you didn't have to work very hard to do it, and you just kind of got used to this cushy lifestyle, and you didn't develop the characteristics and personality traits of being able to, you know, put your nose to the grindstone. And, well, you end up sort of frittering away the fortune that was left to you.
Yeah, and it happens all the time. We're not that species. We're not a species that is good at wealth preservation.
Well, and honestly, that is how things should be.
There's a strong argument. Yeah.
There needs to, in anything resembling a free market, there's going to be a churn of, you know, what the 1% is. Of what people and what families actually occupy that top slot is supposed to change.
Right. And it's the wastefulness of the generations that didn't work for it that often, in many cases, cause this churn, this change, this this rollover. Obladi, Genghis's son, we were talking about the Khans here, Obladi Khan, I guess is what his name was, Obladi drank himself to death because he had such luxury, you know, and could.
And you could afford to drink yourself to death.
Right. I mean,
unlike the majority of the planet at the time.
Alcohol is an addictive, carcinogenic poison that makes you fat, dumb, and ugly. And it's true no matter who you are. Now, you don't need to be born an alcoholic. You drink enough, and you're going to be addicted to this stuff, and it's going to ruin your life. And that's what happened to Obladi.
Well, have you seen the semi-documentary of Idiocracy?
Yeah, I've seen Idiocracy. Sadly, it appears to be a playbook.
So there's a particular scene that comes to mind where he goes to the hospital, and the guy sitting there has, like, three buttons. And he just like, okay, it's not one of these two, must be the question mark button.
Yeah.
Now, I honestly think that that is what the ruling class of America is like. They have this machine that they know somewhat how to operate. They know, okay, this button for this, this button for this. But they've been put in a situation where with the internet, with our ability to communicate with each other, and certainly with the development of cryptocurrency, they can't actually update their mechanism of control.
So it's like either it is violent, nonviolent, or what do we do with it?
Right.
Maybe that's how the government's machine works. I don't know. Let's go to Mark calling in from Tennessee. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Mark, can you hear me now? Mark had some phone issues earlier, so I don't know.
Hey, Mark. Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
What's on your mind?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Ooh, sounds like we've got a few-second delay there.
Just go ahead and say what you're going to say,
Mark. Can you hear me now?
Yes. I can hear you. It's just okay, there appears to be a delay.
Okay. Sorry about that. So, yes. Okay. Sorry about that. The reason I'm calling is because obviously we've all been interested in what's been going on with the FBI thing and all that. And I know it's been talked to death and all that. I just wanted to encourage people. There was an Event 201 program last year, and Section 4 was about stopping the signal. And I believe that what happened to LRN was their attempt to stop the signal, and especially when it comes to liberty. And so it is my belief that what we've been doing here for over a year of, you know, basically being an internet affiliate of yours for LRN was that we want to encourage other people to do what we do. And that was take your audio signal and in some cases your video signal and restream it. We floatcast on float.app with our channel at Studio 8424 LRN. And we're proud of that. And because of what happened, we want other people to do that. We want other people to do what we did and grab the audio signal and potentially the video signal that you guys produce and put it on their key and make it happen because I want this to explode. I want to show the people that wanted to turn you guys off that the signal will not be squelched, that it will increase, and that people need to know that liberty matters in so many ways. And if we stop, if they were to succeed to stop this signal, it would be a very bad day. And so I'm very proud that that LRN and the FTL is back up and running. And I'm just happy to be an affiliate. But I also want people to know this is their shot. If they could just do one thing for Liberty, it would be to run an affiliate, an internet affiliate, just like we do on Float, and they could do it anywhere they want on their own website and just be an affiliate of LRM. And I just wanted to say that.
Thank you for the call, Mark. I really appreciate that. And I don't know everything about all this this online stuff, but I will say this, is I do know that if you broadcast on Twitch, which is got to be the biggest streaming platform out there, if you broadcast your gaming or whatever, you can easily syndicate a broadcast on your channel when you're not doing your thing. So when you're doing your thing on Twitch, by all means do it. When you're not, you can put LRN up there, LRN.fm, and it's twitch.lrn.fm if you need to go find our channel in particular, which should be relatively easy to search. But we are at twitch.lrn.fm. And the other streaming platforms also have ways of syndicating. I don't know how one does it in any way, shape, or form, but we put a video feed out there. And if people run across what we do and we get a new listener out of it, that's great for Free Talk Live. That's great for humanity. It's great for liberty, because our message all the time is liberty, human freedom.
And as I understand it, the day after the raid, we didn't have full functionality with the radio broadcast, but we had we still had the Twitch up. We still had we had a YouTube channel that he was gracious enough to come in and do a live broadcast on his channel. And
that was the day of the raid.
That was the day of.
Our YouTube was down for days, and a gentleman who has Breaking the Flaw, I believe, Joa, who's on here on Free Talk Live, they broadcast on their channel until we could get things going. So basically we were taken off the air for one day, and then the radio broadcast really was pretty bad for 6 days. It was kind of scratchy. For whatever reason, it just didn't sound good. And then we got that fixed. And so basically a week of off bad air.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, even when you lose one avenue, you can go through another one. Even when they cut you off and silence you and deplatform you on one direction, it's up to you to find new directions to put that information out.
Free Talk Live's downloads, podcast downloads, doubled. So, big news there. The number, 603-283-6160, Free Talk Live. Thanks for the call.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.